Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Tending to your cardiovascular health requires much more than simply lowering your cholesterol. Maintaining heart health requires a combination of diet and lifestyle choices, along with a smart regimen of supplementation. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to reduce your heart risk. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for details. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thank you for joining me. The destination for your questions, topics of interest, comments is radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. If you would like to make an appointment with me, if you would like a consult with me, the office number is 212-779-1744. Again, 212-779-1744. No need to come into the office if you live far away from New York City. I have clients from all over the country and do telephone consults with them. Okay, I want to talk to you about, and here we are, it's springtime, it's May, the weather is nice. We are finally getting the angle of the sun to get the proper UVB rays to start getting vitamin D again, which is very, very important because here in the Northeast, we don't get the UVB rays between the months of October and April. So, summer is on its way and we could look forward to higher vitamin D levels. Now, I want to talk to you about a couple of studies here. There was a new study published in European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. This was in January, in the January 25th, 2018 issue of the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Vitamin D supplements could ease painful IBS symptoms, irritable bowel syndrome symptoms. Many people are diagnosed with IBS and it could be present for a variety of reasons. Now, we know that candida or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, which I spoke about in a recent podcast, that could be a reason for IBS. Food allergies, intolerances could be a reason for IBS. Gluten sensitivity, which falls under the category of allergy or intolerances. But now they're finding that a low vitamin D may also be a culprit. So, new study from the University of Sheffield has found that vitamin D supplements could help to ease painful irritable bowel syndrome, IBS symptoms. Scientists from the university's Department of Oncology and Metabolism reviewed and integrated all available research on vitamin D and IBS, a condition which affects 2 in 10 people in the United Kingdom. The study showed a high prevalence of vitamin D deficiency in IBS patients, regardless of their ethnicity. The research team also assessed the possible benefits of vitamin D supplements on IBS symptoms. While they believe more research still needs to be conducted, and by the way, they say that because that's how they keep the grant money coming, their findings suggested supplements may help to ease symptoms, which can include abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea, and constipation. These are the hallmark symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome. A lot of people have alternating diarrhea and constipation. So, vitamin D was shown in the study to have the most benefit on their quality of life. The study provides an insight into the condition and, importantly, a new way to manage it. It is evident from the findings that all people with IBS should have their vitamin D levels tested, and a large majority of them would benefit from supplements. IBS is a poorly understood condition which impacts severely on the quality of life of sufferers. There is no single known cause, and likewise no single known cure. I do want to interject here and reiterate, because of the uptick in prescription proton pump inhibitors for GERD, acid reflux, heartburn, I'm talking about medicines like Protonix, Nexium, Prilosec, Acifex, all of these are creating a low acid, higher pH, more alkaline condition in the GI tract that does not occur naturally and sets the stage for the growth of opportunistic bacteria that can and do contribute to IBS. Okay. Sometimes it's a functional disorder of the GI tract. It may even have something to do with magnesium deficiency, where peristalsis, the smooth muscle contractions of the GI tract, are not working the way it should. But we do know that stress and diet can make symptoms worse. So IBS accounts for 10% of visits to GP surgeries, and the condition has a significant and escalating burden on society as a consequence of lost work days, time spent on regular hospital appointments, and all of that. So, vitamin D is essential for well-being, including bone health, immune function, mental health, as well as gut health. So, a vitamin D insufficiency or deficiency can be very easily remedied once you've been tested. You take a supplement, the vitamin D level should come up with anywhere within 3 weeks to 2 months. And it should also be stated that low vitamin D status has already been associated with the risk of colorectal cancer and has been implicated in inflammatory bowel disease. And in addition, let me add to that list by saying that vitamin D deficiency is also associated with osteoporosis, as you well know, right? Because osteoporosis is not a deficiency of calcium. Look on your blood tests. I'm speaking specifically to people with osteoporosis. Is your calcium level coming back low? No. Why are you taking all that calcium? It's more likely that you're deficient in vitamin D as well as magnesium, and we're finding we need even more vitamin K than we first thought. I'll talk more about vitamin D and vitamin K in another podcast. So vitamin D deficiency is also associated with osteoporosis, as I just said, hypertension, heart disease, periodontal disease, diabetes, other common cancers, the flu. Why do we get the flu in winter? Could it be because people's vitamin D levels are generally lower? And remember that vitamin D is also considered the antibiotic vitamin. Vitamin D deficiency is also associated with dementia, Alzheimer's, chronic pain, as in IBS, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, another pain syndrome, schizophrenia, tuberculosis. And you know, vitamin D receptors are present in places like the colon, and low vitamin D is not great because it can contribute to colon cancer. Vitamin D receptors are present in the colon, breast, prostate, and as many as 36 organs respond to vitamin D. Okay. There is another study where low vitamin D They find that low vitamin D is linked to metabolic syndrome in postmenopausal women. This is a study out of Brazil. The research was funded by the Sao Paulo Research Foundation. Authors reported no conflicts of interest. So here's the study. Postmenopausal women with vitamin D deficiency have greater risk for metabolic syndrome than those with sufficient levels. This is data from a cross-sectional cohort study. Levels of vitamin D less than 20 mg per ml were also linked to a greater likelihood of high triglycerides and low HDL cholesterol, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. You know, the supposed good stuff. Why do I say supposed good stuff? Because they're finding out more and more things about HDL cholesterol, that it may not completely be a good guy, depending on the particles. So they're still looking at that, and I will keep you abreast of all of that as I find out. So these results suggest that the maintenance of adequate levels of vitamin D in postmenopausal women may reduce the risk of developing metabolic syndrome, a condition that is known to be related to cardiovascular events and mortality. The study, which was published in the January 2018 issue of Maturitas, again, this is out of Brazil, included 463 women between the ages of 45 and 75 who had not menstruated for at least a year. When you've not menstruated for at least a year, it is now called menopause. Now, these women were not taking vitamin D supplements, and they had a diagnosis of cardiovascular disease. The researchers measured their total cholesterol, HDL levels, LDL levels, triglycerides, glucose, insulin, and vitamin D levels. Vitamin D deficiency was defined as a serum vitamin D level below 20 nanograms per milliliter, whereas levels between 20 and 29 were insufficient. Levels of at least 30 were considered sufficient. Now, personally, I consider many of these numbers insufficient. We here in integrative and functional medicine and nutrition consider less than 40 as a deficiency. We love to see vitamin D levels between 55 and 85 for most people. So, diagnosis of metabolic syndrome requires presence of at least 3 of 5 criteria. For those of you who read the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, I wrote about metabolic syndrome recently. So here are the criteria, and you need to have 3 of 5 of them to have a diagnosis of metabolic syndrome. A waist circumference in men, it's greater than 40 or 38 or 40 inches. In women, it's greater than 35, some even 33. Triglycerides at 150. HDL levels below 50, and blood pressure at least 130 over 85, and a glucose at least of 100. So if you said yes to 3 of these 5, at least 3 of these 5, it's a safe bet that you have metabolic syndrome. So just under a third of the women had sufficient vitamin D levels, and a similar proportion had insufficient levels. The remaining 35% were deficient. Physical activity, use of hormone therapy, smoking, prevalence of diabetes or hypertension were similar among all 3 groups of women. Age, body mass index, HDL, LDL, glucose, waist circumference, blood pressure, age at menopause, and time since menopause were also comparatively similar among the groups. More than half of the women without sufficient vitamin D had metabolic syndrome compared with 40% of women with sufficient vitamin D levels. Wow. Vitamin D below 30 was associated with higher total cholesterol, triglycerides, and insulin. It was also associated with a higher score on the homeostasis model assessment of insulin resistance, in which insulin resistance is defined as a score above 2.7. I'm really happy that they're starting to look at insulin more closely and not just blood glucose, because you really have to look at insulin standing alone as a measurement. So, women with deficient vitamin D also had a 55% greater odds of high triglycerides, 60% greater odds of low HDL. Decreasing concentration of vitamin D correlated with an increase in the number of metabolic syndrome criteria met. There are several possible physiopathological mechanisms that could explain the effect of vitamin D on the components of metabolic syndrome, say the authors. The most plausible explanation is that vitamin D influences insulin secretion and sensitivity, which you know plays a major role in metabolic syndrome. The researchers also noted shared risk factors among people with diabetes and those with low vitamin D levels, such as older age, being an ethnic racial minority, having obesity, and being physically inactive. And although vitamin D deficiency is prevalent across the adult age range, the reduction in outdoor activities and the possible decrease in the capacity of aged skin to synthesize vitamin D may contribute to high prevalence of vitamin D deficiency in postmenopausal women. Now listen, remember that if you're over the age of 60, 65 or so, you're not going to absorb as much of the UVB rays because at that age and older, we have less 7-dehydrocholesterol under our skin to activate with the UVB rays and increase vitamin D levels in the body. And that's a matter of age, and it's not a coincidence that this is found in postmenopausal women. So although the authors speculate that a causal relationship is plausible between low vitamin D and poorer cholesterol levels, they also point out alternative explanations and note the need for studies to clarify the relationship. People engaging in high levels of outdoor physical exercise, which would raise vitamin D levels due to greater sun exposure, may be more likely also to have healthy eating habits, which could favorably affect lipid profile. Well, that's absolutely a variable to make note of. Remember that vitamin D deficiency is a modern epidemic. We're all working indoors. We travel by car. We exercise in the gym rather than outside. We wear clothes that cover all but 5% of our body surface area, except in summertime, right? And by the way, if you're wearing any SPF at all, and most people are wearing a sun protection factor of over 30 or 50, if you wear an SPF as little as 8, you are blocking 92% of the UVB rays that are necessary to make vitamin D. So remember that. Another vitamin D deficiency associated syndrome is pain syndrome. A lot of vitamin D deficiency is often misdiagnosed as fibromyalgia. A study actually involving, and this is a study back in 2009, study involving 100 fibromyalgia patients with mild to moderate vitamin D deficiency. Here's what they did. Patients receiving 50,000 international units every week for 8 weeks reported significant improvement in fibromyalgia fibromyalgia assessment scores. All the different cancers, both prospective and retrospective studies, support the concept that it is vitamin D deficiency that is a driving force for increased risk of common cancers in people living at higher latitudes. Not Brazil, what I just said, the study, but all these cancers, Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate, skin cancer, gallbladder cancer, esophageal cancer, endometrial, breast, and as I said, colorectal. So, all things to keep in mind. A serum vitamin D level less than 20 is associated with a 30 to 50% increased risk of colon, prostate, and breast cancers. These are common cancers. So we want to see, I want to see levels, your vitamin D levels at 55 and above. And this is a study coming way back from 2007. So all of this about just reiterating that we need vitamin D, so get outside, don't burn, get outside or take a supplement. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.